Why so serious?
All the toys, all the time.
I am the game, and still getting trying to play you.
You know the rules. This isn't a toy.
But we bought it at the toy store.
We did, but the way I'm using it makes it an adult thing.
Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah! Welcome to the Toy Department with Matt Kolsky and Derek Madden.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, it is Thursday. Probably not by the time you hear this, but it's Thursday while we're talking, and that means the challenge for maybe, I guess we got one more double pod, right, with two challenge episodes.
Well, yeah, I mean, we definitely have a reunion coming up, so yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it looks like a spicy reunion.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's a two-week reunion either, to be honest with you.
But we'll
That's
we'll
sort of how
that.
They roll these days, right?
Yeah, really. We will tackle that, but first we got to get into the conclusion what to this point we have believed is the greatest season of the challenge ever. Would Double
it,
Agents.
Would it be fair to say the thrilling conclusion?
Well, that was my question. Is it, do you feel like the conclusion lived up to the season?
I think those are two different questions.
All right, so in terms of the finale, was it I want to give full credit to Buna Murray and MTV in that I think they're really good at making television. And I would say the evidence of that is that you had a watchable, interesting finale, despite the fact that the finale had the same leader through every single checkpoint through six episodes.
It wasn't
really not a lot of changes behind. Right. It was a completely uncompetitive challenge.
You mean two episodes. You said six episodes, but you mean two.
I meant six checkpoints, right? Wasn't it six checkpoints? Oh, whatever it was.
Yeah.
All the stages, same leader, right, through the two episodes.
Yeah. No, it was dominant.
Wire to wire. Yeah.
But a couple things. First of all, that domination in itself was interesting on a number of levels. Second of all, you know, I think the biggest reason they were able to dominate so much was because the team that you would have expected to keep up with them failed, right? And then they got to penalize the other one that might have had a chance. So, like, there was intrigue. And I, if I had to choose a word, I would describe this as an emotional final.
It definitely was that.
Because
was that.
I thought it really succeeded in that respect. Like, no, it was not competitive, but it was emotional. And I was as happy as I could be with the results other than Leroy winning. Just like Leroy, I felt like this was the best ending possible with the exception of Leroy winning.
Yeah. And the thing is like, you know, Leroy doesn't win, obviously. That doesn't even win money.
No. Poor Nani killed him.
But I wasn't sad when it happened. You know what I mean?
You weren't sad about Leroy not winning money?
I wasn't sad. No.
No, I wouldn't say I was sad either, because he seemed at peace with it.
He was at peace. And I feel like I was at peace for the same reason.
Yeah.
Which is that he left it all out there. And that's the thing, is it's like, you know, we talk about the challenge as the fifth major sport. It's really the fourth, because, I mean, come on, hockey.
Third.
Yeah. You're like, screw you, baseball. You know, and yeah, obviously, sometimes there's a little bit of tongue in the cheek when you say that. But like, when you watch this and you see that emotion you're talking about, like,
yeah.
Casey just breaking down. You know what I mean?
Okay.
After, like,
are we going to talk? Can we talk? I mean, do you want to talk about this right now, or you want to save this part?
We don't have to get into that. I'll just make the point that it's like everybody left it all out there, because like this, you can see what
incorrect.
This means to these competitors.
That's not
okay,
true.
Right. Not, fair enough. Not everybody let it all out there. You're right.
One That's, person did not leave it all
person,
out there.
One person did not. One
but no, you're right.
Not.
I mean, even Nani, you know, it's,
everybody
it's
else,
like,
though.
It's
yeah.
like, listen, kid, you're giving me everything, but you're killing us.
Right. Like, as she said, she's like, my body is moving as fast as it can move right now.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And you could see even Corey and Leroy when they were like, it's a dead sprint to the finish. That sprint was the slowest sprint those two gentlemen have ever engaged in their entire lives.
Yeah.
Like, because they were all dead. And God, the cold. I mean, they were in. Most of them took a plunge into that glacial lake. And
yeah,
they're in like a hurricane aftermath weather in a freezing cold climate with no sleep. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's especially CT, man. Like, I didn't get much sleep last night in my comfortable bed in my, you know, fairly nice home. My body aches like a bastard. And he's older than me, and he slept none on a cave floor. Well, first of all, he did seem to get some sleep on a cave floor.
Yeah.
But also, like, the fact that his body is up to this is remarkable.
It sure is. More than up to it. You know what I mean? And
do you have – I don't know if we want to do a full Mount Rushmore, but to me, I do think there are two obvious – there's a Jordan and LeBron of the challenge, right? I mean, CT and Bananas are Jordan and LeBron, right?
Yeah. But I feel like...
So who you got?
I mean, you know, I was going to ask you this question, so I guess we're just going to... We're here. I think I feel like this win has to cement CT as the GOAT. Right?
Well, I'm not sure I would use the word cement, but I think it, yeah, I think it makes him the leader in the clubhouse.
I mean,
like, this is Saturday, you know, obviously, a major championship, isn't it? I mean, CT basically said he's coming back. I guess we don't know if Johnny's coming back.
I don't think Johnny's coming back, because at least anytime soon, because he has a real TV show.
No, that show, by the way, I looked into that. That's the same show he's had for several years now. He just added
it is on like real television, right?
Yeah, after Carson Daly or something like that, like in the middle of the night.
Still, you're on network television, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, yeah, but he's been doing that for a few years and still doing challenges, is what I'm telling you. So I don't know that it definitively means he's done with the challenges. He did just add this celebrity sleepover bit to his show. But I don't know. I'd like to see them both on again.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, though. There's more and more to like about the younger generation, I think. I'm not too worried about who the hands the challenge is in.
Yeah. I no longer felt like it was absolutely necessary. Right, to have one of those guys. You know, you were sort of in the past maybe worried about, you know, what is it, you know, what's it like with no Bananas, or, you know what I mean?
Well, Bananas, Wes, and CT basically were the three where it felt like you needed at least one or two of those guys to have a good season. And you needed them to hang around too. And listen, CT hanging around didn't hurt anybody this year. Except maybe Fessy. And maybe that's what we should talk about. Maybe we should talk about that now.
You want to get to this now? There's so much here.
Okay. Tell me if I'm crazy. Tell me if I'm crazy. If Fessy was CT, right? If Casey's partnered with CT there, isn't there a chance they don't? I mean, they're not going to win, right? But isn't there a chance
she blows out her knee?
Yes. But isn't there a chance if they eat fast? I don't think it was a long run to the kayaks. And then you're just kayaking.
I think the last stage would have, with that knee, would just, I don't know.
The next day, you mean?
Yeah.
The next day. Yeah, but they didn't know what that was. And the point is, they didn't know what anything was.
They all should have kept going.
So the fact that Fessy quit is, like, truly one of the most pathetic moves we've ever seen on a challenge, especially in a final.
Well, and it's amazing to me how many, because at first we sort of were like, oh, it's Cam and Cam's right about everything.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of contestants who just had Fessy's number this season, like who just had him figure it out.
He's
and
not
all sort of like
complicated
like, to me, like crescendoed with like, is it the burn of the year from Corey?
Yeah.
He's got his hand out and he's like just playing the interview.
Yeah,
with
put
Fessy,
it right here.
Not owning up to it. And
yep.
And I was like, of course he's not going to own up to it. And
yeah,
obviously it won't happen for the reasons that we're just explaining. But like, to me, if I'm Fessy and I'm watching that, that's a real look in the mirror moment.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
And the whole, I mean, the most surprising thing to me was how Casey seemed to still be in his corner.
I don't know. I don't know how surprised that was.
She was mad for a second, and then she was like, "I love you so much, man. You know,
yeah,
we're gonna win this thing one day." It's like, what the? How are you not furious right now?
I think that's the emotion of the moment, and also the fact that I'm guessing that they sat there for a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like before anyone like kind of moves them out of there. You know.
I suppose, but that's still like. It really is the soft ass move of challenge history. Like, I mean, here's the thing, man. Maybe at that point, realistically, you're not going to make any money. But like, what are you about?
Right. Well, how many times has he talked about what a competitor he is, and he just
right?
wants to compete?
I just want to.
You know what I mean? Like, go out there and show it. You know.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, I'm not convinced he would have been able to compete in basically anything that they did. I guarantee he would have been the most complainingest motherfucker in that cave. I guarantee he would have struggled with the math, you know? And like, I guarantee he would have messed up the teamwork portion of the kayaking. Like, the dude just... Because he's such a scary matchup for an elimination challenge, I really think he's going to get far in a lot of these shows if he keeps doing them. But I don't know how he ever wins a final if he doesn't totally change the way he goes about it.
Well, he needs a complete individual final for starters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but even that, there's going to be something that trips him up if he's going to be a sissy about eating and he's going to, you know, be a dick to everybody. Because you also get, like, you know, if if they had been competitive, CT and Amber would have given them the extra food. And then you're eating even more, Fessy. Good luck.
Yeah. It's inexcusable if he doesn't fix the eating thing within the next season or two. You know what I mean? Like, it's beyond the old, like, hey, LeBron should develop a post-game thing that, you know, was a thing 10 years ago or whatever, right? Like, you know that you can't – you're going to have to face eating to win a challenge, right? I feel like it's been in almost every final, but certainly it's been somewhere along the season. So
like, it's almost you would have to be incredibly lucky to not have to eat something nasty on your way to a challenge title.
Inexcusable.
So it's already
not fix that at some point. Yeah.
To not to just be and again,
if you claim to be serious about winning.
Look, I mean, I hate to say this, but like, it's all willpower. That's all it is. Like, there are plenty of people who really can't eat this stuff. Corey can't keep anything down, but he gets it down. I'm not sure we saw Fessy swallow once.
I believe we did. Yeah,
he was taking like baby sips.
In fact, I think
sips.
He puked once.
He gagged a lot, but mostly he was just raising things to his mouth and then gagging and not eating them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, man, it was pathetic.
It was really pathetic. And like, Corey is just as you know, he's just as grossed out and he's puking constantly, but he's getting the shit down, man. That's the game, and that to me it has nothing to do with like. Natural ability or anything but willpower or even practice. That's just, are you willing to put yourself through this pain to compete? And the answer with Fessy is no, he's not.
Yeah. It's called out right there. But then, and you know, this is a guy, right? Like his whole thing, right, was, you know, when he tried to step to CT, is you haven't faced guys like me.
Right.
And, you know, yeah, you won a bunch back in the old days. Okay, well, now CT has two out of the last three.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. What now?
So, like, how are you going to say that? You know what I mean? What are you going to say? And yet, you know, when you get the scenes on, there he is popping off.
Unreal.
Right? So
he has such an unbelievable lack of self-awareness. It's mind-boggling, yeah. And it does make him a good TV character. Like, I'm not too upset about this, but wow. I mean, the guy is he's a fascinating contestant because, like I said, like if he doesn't get it together in some respects and kind of just take a good hard look at himself, which doesn't seem likely, I don't see how he ever comes out on top in the end on one of these things.
It's going to be tough. And I, you know, that's the other thing about it is like, if he did, you know what I mean? Like if he fixed up the weaknesses of his game, it would be really boring. Like it wouldn't be fun to watch him win everything and just dominate. Right.
No, but, so, let's not also,
I mean,
rule
it might
out,
be a little bit like considering what he did to Kyle, that was kind of, and I love look, Kyle, but that was kind
yeah,
of,
yeah, no. And I'm look, if he could do that a couple of times, it'd be impressive. Right. I mean,
right.
I'm still not sure head to head, one on one, he's dominating CT. Like, I think that's a pretty good matchup in most things, physical things. You know, he's got a slight edge, but I wouldn't hand him anything.
Well, and the other parts of CT's game are just
so much better. And here's the other thing. I wouldn't rule out, like, look, you know, Leroy's out. You think Bananas might be out. CT is coming back, says he, but who knows how long, you know, not very long. Like, there's going to be some turnover here, and I wouldn't be shocked if some of that turnover is monsters to compete with Fessy.
It's possible. Yeah, I mean, I think they may bring in some new big dudes for sure. Yeah.
And I mean, listen, you know, Corey's no slouch. He's not Fessy, but he's no slouch.
Yeah, and I think, look, there's a whole generation of those guys, the, you know, Corey's and Nelson's and,
yeah, they're,
you
just
know,
waiting.
We're still searching for title number one. And
Corey's on his way, man.
Want it real bad.
This was a great season for Corey, I thought. And
yeah,
look, 50K
well,
is nothing to sneeze at, you know? I mean, that's a decent chunk of change.
Yeah, you know, 25K after taxes. But it'll that'll help the family a little bit.
Yeah, that'll help the girls.
Do you think Leroy was, like, part of the reason that he was so at peace
was
that
money.
He knew? Yeah, was that it was left that money was kind of his.
He said that, right?
Yeah.
He said
it's coming up with me.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I buy that from him. Like, I legitimately think he's like, you know what, if this didn't do it, like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm too old for this shit. Right. Like, yeah. I really get that vibe off him, and like he is satisfied that he showed what he can do. And look, I will remember Leroy as certainly one of my favorite and, like, you know, by challenge standards, like a Hall of Very Good player.
Sure.
Right.
Played the game hard, played it, you know, especially this year, was, you know, completely admirable. I nothing but good things to say.
Some really
I'm
dominant
not
performances.
1,000% convinced he's gone for good. He's definitely gone
know.
For a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's not going to be back next year. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe he sees Cam do three more and he's like, you know what? I'm not too old for this shit. But
right, because that's the interesting dynamic. She's clearly coming back.
I don't think it's
that
interesting.
She wants that win. Yeah,
I think he just wants to, like, start a business, and he's like, "Yeah, baby, go do your thing, go kick some ass, and I'll be at home, you know, keeping our life running." I think, like, that feels like the agreement they've come to, and I support them.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they talked about it. The communication with those two was strong.
They're doing good. They're doing great.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, I never would have thought that we would have, like, you know, since we watched the, you know, starts and stops of their relationship on television, that they got to this place. You know, man, that's great.
Good for them. Those two crazy kids. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, I would have been happy for Cam to win as well, but
sure.
I'm completely at peace with the way it played out. It was well earned, and you know, and that we talked about CT.
Yeah,
was Amber B the greatest rookie season ever?
Wow, you stopped me in my tracks with that one. Did Jordan win as a rookie?
I think we have had some rookies get like team wins.
Yeah.
Right?
And like this I think was a team win.
Like World of the World 2, there were some rookies that won.
Here's the bigger thing. Did you listen to the Torian and Anissa podcast?
I have not. I try not to get any takes on the show before I give my own.
Yeah, that's smart. But here's the bad news.
I guess, was Jenny a rookie or was that her season 2?
I think that was season 2.
Yeah.
But she might have been. Here's the thing. I don't know that she's going to be back. She did not sound like someone who's definitely coming back.
Amber B?
Yes. Because really, for me, the takeaway would have been that she is one of the most promising young challengers in a while.
It's just, you know, the final performance in and of itself was really impressive.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yes, she was setting the pace for the running, which is always the hardest part of the final.
Yeah. CT scouted her, man, because, again, because he has his game on lock.
He knows, you know what I mean? He knows exactly what he's doing. And I honestly, she would be, you know, if they, like, went back to the beginning of this challenge and drafted women, she'd be a top three pick now, I think, along with Casey.
I think now, yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, like, you know, depending on your skills as a partner, like if you were looking at if you're a guy looking at female partners, depending on your skills, I think you could make an argument that Amber B is as good as anybody. Like, she's clearly tough as hell. She's clearly not going to quit. She ate like a champ, even though that's supposedly one of her weaknesses. A lot better than Fessy, for fuck's sake. And that running ability is huge, man. Huge.
Yep.
Endurance is huge.
Yep. You need to make sure you're good at math if you're taking her on.
She's got to practice math. Yeah, and you want to be the math person. But again, yeah. Like, and, you know, but I don't think Cam's great at math. You know what I mean? I think she's just better than
she's just great if you relative to Corey.
Right, exactly.
Corey's like,
you know, Casey's bad at math too. So like of those top women, she's worse, but none of them are great at math. So like, I just think, you know, she's a little shorter on strength, but not on fight and not on endurance. And boy, she even helped a little with the puzzle. Like, if there was an episode MVP, it was Amber B.
Yeah, I would say that's two in a row. I gave her the MVP last week. So,
yeah, I think I gave it to CT last week, but yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I think, like, I mean, that's the thing, right, is, like, both of these episodes of this final, right, like, that's the debate. Is it Amber or CT the MVP? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the level they're performing. That's clearly why they won. So,
do you think Nani's coming back?
I think Nani's coming back?
Yeah,
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
You don't?
I don't know. If you're Nani, like, you must realize you're never going to win. Right? Like, after what you just went through, you know, you're never winning this thing.
I didn't, at least in the moment, I didn't get that sense that was coming. Like, I don't disagree with that, but I didn't get the sense that that was coming to her that in that way. You know what
Maybe
I mean?
Maybe not. But, like,
she was just sad for Leroy.
I know, but she must realize at some level that she's the reason Leroy didn't win and that she, frankly, cannot compete at a level that the final requires for a winner.
And I don't.
Isn't that true? Am I being harsh?
I don't think you're being harsh. I just don't. It just, and I. It's weird because unlike Fessy, I don't think it's like I wouldn't say she's being like kind of just unaware. But at the same time, like I kind of agree with you, and I don't know. Like, it's not like I could, you know, with some people where you're like, hey, if you just ran a lot and worked on your endurance, you'd be fine. Like, I don't know sure that there's a certain amount of working out that's going to close that gap to the Cams and Casey's and Amber B's, you know?
I just don't know
what she could do, you know, with that frame and that, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, her social game's pretty good. You
and
know?
What? I mean, she's...
But, like, it's just not going to get you through a final. It's just not, you know? That's why she's gotten to the end or close to the end so many times, but it has nothing to show for it.
And she's no spring chicken either, by the way.
No. Right.
So
I mean, she and Leroy were on the same season, right? Wasn't that what they kept saying? Of the Real World?
Yeah, Las Vegas.
So
2011.
Yeah, so there you go.
Season.
So I'm sure they were roughly the same age around that time too, right? So and he's done.
Yeah. You know, she's early 30s, so she could probably hang around a while if she wanted to.
Yeah, but like athletically, she's not going to get like a lot better. I don't think. Yeah. So.
Not without a
yeah,
level
I'm with
of
you.
Commitment.
I don't,
she's
hard to imagine her winning, unless there's a certain kind of team challenge. You know what I mean?
Which they really don't do anymore.
Like I could see her winning a War of the Worlds type season.
Can that, I be frank?
Like something like that.
You know where she belongs?
On the All Stars.
That's right.
Yeah, I think she'd have a decent shot there. Although Kendall's looking like a beast, but we'll get to that later.
Kendall's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I really thought I'm trying to think if there's anything on the overall thing that we missed. It was just a great season. You know what
it
I
was
mean?
Such
and
a
I
good
thought this
season.
Was a really well executed episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, and you know, like, there's not a lot of strategy to break down because the fact is, CT and Amber B were so stinking good that they killed everybody. There was no opportunity to like make it up via strategy or anything. They won all the challenges, all the checkpoints. They ran better. They killed them.
Yeah. I mean, outside of when they were at checkpoints together, every time CT and Amber were on screen, I kept trying to look anywhere in the screen to see any of the other contestants. And yeah. I don't think they were there at any point.
Nope.
You know what I mean? That's why they had to throw in that whole, like, you know, we got lost for 30 seconds thing just to attempt to add some drama, of which there was none, right? Like, those guys were like... Sit yes. there sipping Gatorades, you know, when the other teams arrived. Like their moment was already there, and you know, like, yeah, it was just a dominant performance, you know.
Yep.
I really love the cave too. What a fantastic setting. Like, and I don't. Do caves look like that? Were they doing some extra lighting stuff to make it so, like,
I think that's
incredible?
Just cool-ass Iceland stuff, man. I've heard really incredible things about Iceland, so.
The cave and the glacier.
The whole thing,
like,
it was the whole thing, like, yeah. Like the whole season, it just was incredibly well-produced and shot and edited together. The whole scene at night, you know, it's like, every part of that was great. And you
yes.
can see how waterlogged.
I'm
going
to be in Iceland within the next year, and it's thanks to this show.
Wait, is that real?
I mean, I don't have a trip planned yet because I don't know that I can get into the country, but I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to Iceland for sure.
Nice. I like that. I feel like my parents have been there.
You can get cheap flights to Iceland. Yeah, it's kind of like the gateway to Europe, right? Then you fly to Europe, you know, elsewhere in Europe once you're over there.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not. It's expensive while you're there, but getting there is cheap.
You're the Iceland expert, I guess.
I actually know a fair amount of people who have gone.
Apparently.
Some multiple times.
All right.
Yeah, so
there you go.
So, yeah, I've been looking into it. Although I will say, when they were in the cave, and TJ's like, it's 28. Like, Minnesota B was like, 28, no problem.
Yeah, but then it dropped down to, what, 13?
You guys got that. Yeah, 13, that's like, okay, yeah, that's cold.
Yep.
you know. But I've seen a lot worse than 13, let me tell you that.
Look at you, all Minnesota'd out now.
I know. How about
our lives have really gone in opposite directions in that respect.
They sure have. And I, you know, not that you need reminding of this, but like your capacity for tough weather is completely gone. If you have not realized that yet.
Totally gone. Yeah. No, I know that. It's been gone a long time. Yeah.
I really enjoyed TJ walking into and just kind of casually crushing Fessy and Casey's dreams.
Yeah. Listen, I told you to hurry and you didn't. You're done. It's over.
The moment. No one to blame but themselves. It was a very casual conversation as he just crushed them.
No one to blame also, but Fessy.
Yeah. Fessy getting that Boys Don't Cry.
Amazing. And then Karma Chameleon. Yeah. Karma Chameleon hit right as they went into the montage of like Fessy trashing every single partner he had, including Casey. No, he really did get what he deserved, which was to look like a wuss ass on television.
I'm trying to think, do you think that the producers just were like, this guy makes a great villain and we're going to load up on it? Or do they genuinely hate him?
I think it's probably the latter.
The edits have been rough all season, man. They have gone out of their way.
I guess. Have they? I mean, he's gone out of his way is the thing. Like, he wrote a letter, dog. They didn't make him do that.
Yeah, man. Well, I don't know that I would. I think it's quite possible that they suggested it to him.
I don't know. For the first time in challenge history, they told a guy to write a letter for the elimination deliberation. That's crazy. Crazy. And even if they suggested it, like, come on, man.
Yeah, by the way, if you're sitting there going mad, like what Kolsky's saying right now isn't that funny. I'm just thinking about him reading that letter.
That's
why I'm dying.
It was so funny. And so was his failure in the final. Truly hilarious. The sort of a righteous laughter, you know?
Yeah. It was like, you know, you didn't get Leroy winning, but Fessy's futility.
Yeah.
Was just as righteous, you know? And I don't – look, I really like Casey, so I don't want to be like – I think Casey had it coming, but –
Well, she did make her own bed. She didn't have a – it looked like she tore something in that knee, man. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she's got a torn ACL or something. No, she didn't deserve that, but she did make her bed as far as her partner goes.
Yeah, like it just was not –
And you know what?
It was a pretty ruthless game on her part this season.
And who knows?
I think she did not the best choices.
That's right. Know? And if she was still with Leroy, who knows if she gets hurt? Who knows? Just who knows? You never know.
Yeah. And I want to say if Fessy had stayed with Amber B,
he
then
could
all
win.
Of a sudden you feel like, yeah, it could get interesting, but I think the eating thing would have killed him in the end.
Yeah, the eating and the math still would have been trouble for them, but they'd have had a real chance.
You're right. It's a double math issue there, too. And puzzles, really, right? Like, there were a lot of puzzles in this final.
Yeah, few.
You know, like, I think the two of them trying to, like, decode, do that one where they had the code, like, I think that would have been a problem for them.
The tangram might not have
tangram.
Gone wrong. Yeah.
By the way, I should have realized this, but this is the first one where I learned that they all practice tangrams.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they do, right?
Of course they do.
But, like, it just had never really occurred to me before.
But CT is still by far the best, which is interesting.
Yeah. Kind of made me want to practice tangrams, actually.
A little bit. He's clearly, like, a very sneaky, smart guy.
Yeah, he dropped that little knowledge about, like, how he studied engineering and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I almost ran a telecom company.
Yeah, so I'm all right with numbers. Although, again, the math that they ask these people to do, now, granted, it's tough. The circumstances in which they're doing it are tough, but the math itself is not that hard.
No, really, but this one's a little tougher just because it was, like, adding a bunch of different numbers up. without
without
writing anything down. But but yeah, no, I mean, it's still addition, you know. It's not.
Yeah, it never gets really much beyond like addition or multiplication or, you know, right? When, if you're in the basic things, like nobody's making you do calculus up there.
No, absolutely no derivatives whatsoever. So, yeah, no, it's still, though, in the circumstances, like it's noteworthy how much better he is at this stuff than pretty much anyone else.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to Corey for this episode, who, I mean, obviously we talked about it. I thought he had a great performance, but also really this was his best interview performance, I think, of the season as well. That when he was like, yeah, I just looked at my fake watch.
Yep.
Like, that was great.
But you know what? I mean, I think you're right. I do think this episode in particular, he was great. But that's kind of what I was saying. Like, Corey is – he's just an all-around player at this point. Like, he's pretty good at everything. He's not that smart. But, like – by the way, the line, I can't believe you gave me 6, 7, and 8s. You know I don't fuck with 6, 7, and 8 is is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. I don't understand what that means.
No, me neither.
I don't know how you don't fuck with 6, 7, and 8. Also, those were
it probably means he has a baby mom in the 6, 7, 8 area code.
They were also just literally the last number in a 3-digit number. So like you can't add 6 and 7 together for some reason. Is that what you're saying? Like, that seems overcomable. Like, I don't fuck with 6, 7, and 8 was too much. So he's funny.
He's great.
He's a good all around player. He's good at interviews. Like, I'm a Corey guy. I'm in Corey's corner.
Yeah,
and he is gonna win one of these years. I'm telling you.
He's not a political genius, but he's so likable. You know what I mean? That he has his social game overall is pretty good, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, everybody loves Corey.
Yeah, like I think he's going to be a force, you know? And I think he and Nelson, I don't know if it's going to help Nelson, but I think they're both going to be extremely hungry in any challenge they participate in until they freaking win one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also don't know that it'll help Nelson. But no, I mean, Corey is right there. He's right there. And if one of these super vets is not in the game, he's as good as anybody. Like, if this, if, I mean, to me, you know, Corey would have been the favorite in this final if not for CT.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
If CT's not in it, I'm going with Leroy.
I mean, I think that's close. Like, I'd have them pretty even and Fessy last. I told you this last week.
You did.
But, yeah, Corey, to me, is as good as anybody. Like, Corey is just as good as Leroy.
Yeah. I feel really vindicated about my Amber B. But I think you can feel equally as vindicated in terms of your identifying Fessy's
weakness,
right? You had that all the way that he was not cut out to run a final.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right about Amber B. I was wrong on her, man. She really turned. Like I said, if I hadn't listened to this podcast, and she just because they asked her like, "What are you gonna do now?" and she was just kind of like, you know, I'm gonna regroup a little bit. I got all this money now. Gonna spend some time with the family. And, like, you know, even if you figure half of it's gone to taxes, that's over 200K she just put down. So, like, she got some real money to play with. And I don't know. I don't know that we'll ever see her again. But I suppose.
She seemed to have the – well, look, I mean, 200K is real nice.
It's not a lifetime
we all
money,
have
but
it.
It's like a good start.
I was going to say, it's not like a we'll see you never.
Well, it might be a we'll see you never on the challenge. I don't know if it's like, it's not like you never have to work again, but like it is sort of you can start your own career however you want to. Right?
You can do some stuff. It's pretty clear given that this is her second franchise that she enjoys being on reality television.
You're right. You're right. So maybe she's just playing coy, but she just sounded like someone who was not ready to jump back in right away.
Well, yeah, and I think that's understandable at this point. You know,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
I think you'll see her again.
Hopefully, because again, I really think she's about as good a young athlete on this show as we've had in a while. Like the ability to run like that.
It's a very surprising package. You know,
it is. It is the ability. Like if you have that level of toughness and the ability to run like that, you're gonna do damage in these challenges. You just are.
Yeah, and this is something that honestly, it really kind of just came to me now. But if you think about it over the course of the season, she was like the anti-Fessy in that everyone who was partnered with her was pretty satisfied with that experience.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Darrell stayed with her.
Yeah. And Darrell, you know, Darrell and CT obviously are two people, probably maybe the two people who have the greatest understanding of this game in the game, right?
And like
you're talking about
and the experienced fewest ties, champions. Right? Like, yeah. And mm-hmm. they're not worried about offending anybody. So if they stayed with her, it's because they thought she could win.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. 100%. So, yeah, really, really, like I said, I it's as good a rookie season as I can recall. You know, she just impressive. All right, you got anything else from this? I mean, obviously, there's no control of the game conversation
nope.
to be had. And
yeah.
we did the MVP.
No,
you with
I
me
mean,
on Burn of the Week, too, I'm guessing,
I'm
right?
100% you with you on Corey with the Burn of the Week. No, I mean, I think that's it. I really think this was the best season we've seen. And I am super excited for the next season because it just feels like they've leveled up, right? I mean, it just feels like they've leveled up.
Yeah. Jenny's second season was the win. She was on World
yeah,
of Worlds, too.
Thought,
so
yeah, that's what we said. Right?
Yeah. So, yeah. So I think, you know, to me, that's, I think it's as good a rookie season as I can remember. And just like I said, we've said it enough. It was a fantastic year. Kudos to the entire challenge team. You know, it's not the easiest, right, situation to pull off, you know, in a pandemic. And they went all out. It was the production was a whole new level. The competition was a whole new level. Just fantastic.
Absolutely spectacular.
All right, so on to the seniors tour. challenge All-Stars. You know, this it's such a next to double agents, you know.
So I have a theory about this.
It's a come down.
I think an interesting theory about this. I have said already, like it's such a come down. I wonder why they didn't just, you know, wait until people were a little starved for challenge before starting to drop it. But the way this episode ended with the use of the this was sort of the most explosive moment of the season, right? The end of this episode. The lightsaber
got used. Yeah, it was one of the things
that
you saw in the trailers. We got the right. You know, we got the see you never line from TJ.
The see you never. What's her face going totally berserk? And we gotta talk about that. What's her name?
Oh, we'll get into it. Arissa.
Arissa.
Yeah, I mean, this was the Arissa episode, basically, right?
Yes. So, we'll talk about that in a second. But the way this ended, and then the preview for next week with TJ saying, I feel like it's time for a twist, I think they timed this exactly how they meant to. Because I have a feeling things are about to ratchet up a little bit, at least in terms of television entertainment. I just don't know how much they can do with the physical part of it. They're kind of stuck. Like, when you watch them going across the ropes today, it was purely a question of how many ropes there were and not a question of anyone doing anything particularly impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I thought Alton was kind of impressive. But
Alton
I
was good, but he went early. And I don't understand why they didn't wait to have Alton go until there were, like, two ropes left, you know?
Did he go early and late? I thought he went twice, but I could
maybe
be wrong.
No, Darrell went twice, right?
Darrell was on two different teams, but there were a couple people who went out and then like went out again. You know what I mean?
They did?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Okay. Well, in any event, I don't know. I just I was unimpressed with the physical side of it, but I think that probably there's not a ton to be done, at least for now. There's too many competitors that aren't up to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, but I think they can weed it down to the ones that are, you know, before the end of the season. So I do think there is some room to ratchet up the physical aspects of the competition. And in a seniors tour like this, with people who are more mature and hopefully somewhat more intellectually developed and experienced at being on television, you would think that the non-physical aspects of the game, social part of the house, and some of those things will be extra interesting. You know what I mean?
Totally. I think that's, yeah, I do think it's going to be interesting, I guess, is where I'm, what I'm really saying. And I feel like it's about to ratchet up in that respect with the, now they know what the lifesaver is. I think that opens up the door to an interesting political side.
Yeah, I'm still pretty underwhelmed with the lifesaver in general. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, but think about this. You could use it to turn a vote in the right situation, right?
Like if you have it and kind of announce your intentions and everyone knows that it's just going to go back up for a vote anyway.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, kind of politic in the background, knowing there's going to be a second vote. And one extra person is not going to be in it.
Gotcha. You're right. So you're like, if we come, all right, so we'll do this, but if it turns out that there's another vote, then you do this instead.
Yeah.
Those kind of conversations.
Exactly.
I definitely think people will be more prepared for the possibility of another vote, or unless they're just that dumb.
Right.
So, you know, all right, so I should, you know, Arissa, I should not be surprised. I feel like that Arissa is a weed chef in her regular life. But
not
I was.
Surprising.
I was. And then that led me to a lot of questions about how she's so skinny, if that's the case.
Yeah, a lot of questions in general here, right? I mean, it's just a confusing situation.
Don't think I've met a lot of skinny weed chefs, you know, like those things don't really align. Ordinarily,
no, they do not seem to go hand in hand. Go figure.
There was a moment in that interview where you saw the switch flip in her, where she switched from Zen mode, and it was when she was talking about people fucking with her money, right? And
yeah, but like,
and that switch stayed flipped, you know.
But what is she going on? Honestly, what is she on about? Right? Am I crazy? Am I the weird one?
No, you're not. In fact, this is it's the second time where I thought, is this a Karamo situation where they just needed to go home?
Yeah, because it was kind of like, whoa, lady, what did they're first of all. They're just playing the game. Second of all, like, no one even knew this vote was coming.
Yeah.
So how are they, how is this somehow, why do you think this is a coordinated effort against you?
It seems like a decent number of the people who voted for her felt, like, legitimately bad about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and they were just going by the person Beth thought they could beat.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to do my friend Beth a favor. Sorry.
I don't know. A lot of these contestants seem obsessed with snakes too, right? Like, why would you just call it everybody snakes?
And it was a plurality too. It wasn't like a majority, right? So like, really wasn't.
And there were
even
like four other people who got votes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was pretty over the top. The whole friggin' deal.
That's kind of what I mean. And then to like not even be like to be like, can I punch you in the face? No. Okay. Well, then I'm leaving. Like, it just wasn't, that was not what was called for in that situation. It was so opposite of her character, you know what I mean? A character might be the wrong word, but of her vibe. right?
Right, of like the vibe she was putting off, for yoga. Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't that out of line with the Arisa who was on The Real World, you know.
Yes, but that I don't remember that.
You know, Trishel was a young woman back then. So.
That was a shot.
That was mean. That was a shot. Accurate, but a shot. So, like it was just so out of nowhere that I feel like she wanted to go home. You know what I mean?
It felt like it, man. It did. It felt like
she wanted to go home.
It felt like she wanted to go home.
In a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to admit, it was a million. That scene, so glad that it aired on Paramount Plus, where they didn't have to bleep out all the F-bombs.
Yes.
Made it way better.
It was a pretty epic speech. Like, I'm not going to argue with her epic speech. It was impressive. At the same time, it made no sense.
That was another reason that it made me sort of feel like this is... She worked up a speech. You know what I mean? She's like, this is my big moment. I'm gonna throw it all out there, and I'm gonna drop the mic and walk off. You know?
I guess. Yeah. That makes as much sense as anything, I suppose.
Yeah, because otherwise, like, if you're taking it at face value, it does not make a lot of sense, to be honest.
No. Nope. No. So yeah, perhaps that's it. Look, I don't know if I am not going to rule out that we may see more people who appear as though perhaps they're not that excited to be here.
I think this is part of the getting to the ratcheting up. And I also think it's kind of natural in a challenge where all of the contestants have families and lives and jobs. You know what I mean? Like, we're not really right. used to that. You know, some of them have families now, a few more of them have families, but they know they were leaving the country and they're committed to being out of there for a while and doing this thing, you know, and these people just have a naturally and reasonably a different set of motivations, you know?
100%. And look, the thing about that is, okay, so I agree with everything you just said. What is her motive? I mean, I guess like you said, she might just have something she needed to be home for, and she just wanted to be on TV one more time.
Yeah, like maybe, I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe somebody was coming to town and she needed to whip up, you know, she needed to whip up some tasty edibles. I don't know. She had somewhere to be.
Boy.
You know what? I think I need to do an internet dive on Arisa's weed chef business.
Maybe
I need to see.
You know, maybe you could get some taste test going on there.
Yeah, I want to see what kind of – is she baking? Is she, you know, what's her thing?
Also, like, I mean, how for real, and I mean this with all due respect, how for real is I work as a cannabis like, do you just do that for fun and then you have another job? Like, are you making a living cooking weed? Is that really like I'm sure that's a thing, but how many people in the world
have
that
exist.
Job?
I don't think it's all that common, but it does exist.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, it exists, but like, what are the odds she's really making a living? I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
I don't know. But I will let you know for next week's podcast. I can tell you that much. I thought it was the producers pulled a little faint because I definitely thought there was a Beth is getting eliminated edit that was going on for this show, right?
It did feel like that.
It got the phone call. We got the FaceTime home with the family.
I know.
That is a kiss of death.
And then not only does she not go home, she doesn't even have to friggin' compete.
Yeah, so weird. The whole Cyrus, like, we go way back.
we actually love each other.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
That actually was a surprise to me. I mean, not that I'd be keeping up with Cyrus, but I didn't know they were tied like that. It's always surprising, I think, when somebody's like, I'm really close to Beth. Although her family seemed quite nice. I thought she was going home.
Her family seemed quite nice, I guess. Yeah, why not?
I don't think we're too long from her being home regardless. You know what I mean? So
she almost seemed like she had, like, Beth was not in a spot where I was like, look out, can't stop Beth right now. She's feeling good. You know?
No, me neither.
I don't know.
Did you have a burn of the week?
Oof. I have to admit I didn't track that.
I thought I didn't write down who said it. that's terrible.
That's a mistake.
Yeah, that's a rookie move by me. I want to say it was Hisela, but they were talking about Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if anybody is going to get hungry off power, it's a 50-year-old man who calls himself the Godfather. And you know what? It was Jemmy. It was Jemmy who said that.
Jemmy, you know what? I would make her my MVP just because she's coming through in the ITMs. Like, yeah, Jemmy's a good interview. And I don't know if I just sort of forgot that or she's gotten better or what, but very good.
Yeah, super, super candid, which I appreciate. If you are ranking contenders in this game, like, what is your power ranking right now?
God, that's hard because it's just, like, again, all these challenges have been in a zone where, like, there's a class of elites here. And really, it might only be, I don't know which of the women I would say are really good right now. I guess Kendall's pretty good.
I think Kellyanne's pretty good, too.
I think Kellyanne's pretty good.
There's a drop off from
her own set of skills, I suppose. But yeah, no, Katie's not, doesn't seem ready. Gisela, like, she's trying, but she's going to have some trouble.
It's just tough with the front, Beth, man.
It's tough. But on the men's side, I think there's a sort of level that's Derek, Darrell, probably Mark, and Alton.
Yeah, I think that's the group. I agree. I think that's the group.
And I really do. I think they're, like, that's the crew I'm interested to see compete as we go further into this thing.
And look, can Letarian get in that group?
I was going to say, I'm not going to rule out Letarian.
Or maybe Nehemiah, right?
That's, yeah.
That's the other guy.
Wouldn't rule out Letarian. Wouldn't rule out Nehemiah. Cyrus is going to have a tough time challenging that level,
agree.
I think. I think Cyrus is probably near out. Big Easy is Big Easy, so we know he's not going to make it. That's most of them, huh? Who are we missing?
Yeah, like, we're missing Yes, who I think is a little bit of a stealthy
Yes
contender.
Yes is sneaky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He really barely showed up in today's episode.
Yeah, he said, like, one or two things.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that I'm forgetting about. I don't think there is.
Yeah. No, so, it's actually, the more I think about it, we're getting towards the point where it's going to be pretty good competition on the men's side. And we'll sort of see if any of the other women distinguish themselves.
Yeah. I do, you know.
I mean, most of these women are like 40-something, if not 50-something, mothers of two, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's a tough ask.
It is.
So, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
But I do think I do think they timed it this way on purpose. And I think these next few episodes are going to be a level up from what we've seen so far.
I hope so. I feel like it's going to be hard, without the contestants having that, competitive fire of just like, I really want to win this, that you clearly saw from the challenge.
Yeah.
You know, from Double Agents. So
it's true. But I think we'll see some of that with the men. Although I'll tell you what, Derek, that was the one other takeaway for me from this episode. Derek is having a lot of fun.
He sure is.
Like, yeah, see ya. He's really enjoying himself, and I think he appreciates the step down in competition.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think it's smart, right? Like,
yeah.
It's kind of good for his legacy. It reminds you of like how fearsome a player he is, but he doesn't really, right? He's not being asked to do insane stuff.
Right.
You know?
No, he's full on like sunglasses and sleeveless t-shirt Derek right now.
Yeah.
With a margarita.
He's like that guy where you're like, born too late. Like, I wish I could see young Derek Pini in this group with the modern day kids.
Dude, I don't know. They don't even make them like that anymore, though.
Yeah, I don't even know if they'd know what to do with.
They would not know what to do with him.
You know what I mean?
I've been watching some of his first seasons.
They would have
thrown him
into elimination so many times, and he would just keep beating people.
That's what I'm saying. That's what happened in his actual career.
Yeah, I remember.
He was so competitive. Like, he calmed down as time went on in terms of like the way he handled himself around the house. You know, he was like,
not in the competition.
No, you know, never in competition, and that's why like. He's having a lot of fun, but I don't have any doubt that he's going to be ready when it's time.
Agreed. Like, that is, you know, like if they call you in and you get pole wrestling against that guy.
Listen, here's the thing. Johnny Bananas and CT are the greatest challengers of all time. But if you lined up all the challenge champions and just said, like, pound for pound, who do you least want to wrestle with? Derek wins by a mile. By a mile. Just toughest little SOB. That guy, love him. Love him. Chicago's finest,
like,
baby.
Yeah, like, I feel like you'd have to murder him to get him to stop coming for you.
That's correct. you literally have to, like, break his arm or something to get him to stop. It's tremendous.
You have to Kyle up his finger for someone to medically come in and say you can't keep going, because otherwise he's going to keep going.
No,
so,
he's great. He's great. Now, yeah. So there's some stuff that can happen here. There's going to be some good stuff.
And yeah, like I think by the time we get to the final, it'll feel a lot more like a regular challenge as opposed to a fun reunion with some faces that we haven't seen in many years.
Totally.
Because that novelty is going to wear off too after a while. So,
One might say it's already pretty well worn.
One might say that, indeed.
I don't like. I do, you know. God bless John A, but she can go.
Oh man, harsh.
No, I mean, but come on, it's not harsh. It's just facts.
I'm very happy for John A and where she is in her life.
That's right. She seems like a happy adult woman, which is good. I would have been a little worried about her if you'd asked me a month ago. So congratulations to her on her happy life. And I expect she'll be returning to it.
Makes
shortly.
Her way less fun TV. Because John A was fun TV.
She's a hurricane. Yeah. She was fun times. Pretty crazy. And never very good. And now she is not very crazy and still also not very good.
Yeah. All right. I feel like we can leave it there.
I think so. We still have another double episode next week. And then who knows? I mean, look, if All Stars doesn't pick up, we may just fold it right back into the regular show. Because, come on, let's not go too crazy here.
Yeah, or we could do a Thursday Top Chef All Stars kind of.
There you go. Ooh. Oh man! All right, now we're talking. Okay, we're gonna think about that, and in the meantime, we'll be back on Tuesday with some more pop culture content. Bye.
This game's in the Admiral refrigerator. The door is closed. The lights out. Butter's getting hard. The eggs are cooling, and the Jell-O is jiggling.
So long, everybody.
And do me a favor. Have yourself a tremendous evening.